It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
It's like Kelly Likey Likey.
That looks like.
That's attractive weather girl.
It's an attractive meteorologist is what you're saying.
Well, I'll say once in a while, in my old high pressure system up front there, huh?
Kelly. Yeah, your mom.
There is a newscaster. I think she's a host anchor. And Kelly has been
smitten
with her. And we go into a break. And I'm like, he's been staring at that TV all morning. And he goes, she's married. I go, how do you know that? He goes, I looked it up during vacation.
Wow.
Nothing else to do is watch a TV with Ma in the morning. So
yeah.
I figured I'd do some research.
Right.
I was like, how do you know she's...
I've never done that.
He's like, and he described what the male looked like.
Yeah.
Because...
Good looking guy. I got her shot.
I was like, so you're even looking at pictures? It's not just like, oh, is she married? It's who is she married to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a lot. There's a lot going on. It's just in interest. You're just interested.
That's right.
You know? Where did she graduate college?
Do you know?
Education. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He was interested in what her husband looked like.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking. Yeah, that's too funny. I've never looked up someone's marital status on a newscast. That's a first. Yeah. But I'm glad you did, though. Glad you did. You could sit there and go to talk to him, and I have to wait because he's looking at the TV, which is to his left. I'm on his right.
Looking at the weather. They're doing the weather forecast.
I know you are. That's why I give you a chance to get the weather and then look back at me.
It's pretty good. Provincetown looks good. 77.
Okay.
That's the coolest place I see on the map.
It's all good.
Pretty good chance of moisture.
And it's the Bear Festival, too, right?
In Provincetown, apparently, there's a bear festival, which is large, hairy men that are...
Good thing it's going to be cool there.
Yeah, so... But anyway, welcome, everybody. First day back. So I apologize for the voice. My voice is I'm still... I guess bronchitis doesn't go away quickly. I didn't know that. It's been a long time since I've had it.
Are you getting a sore throat? Do you pop in a cough drop to help at all, or no?
I've done that, but... they thought it might have been pneumonia. After the luau, I pretty much crashed like Scotty did. We both kind of had it. And then, so I feel okay. The voice just isn't coming back. So I apologize for that. But anyway.
So we get done doing the cruise. Friday, we have off. And then Saturday is the weekend and everything. And I said to Amy, I'm like, one of the things I'd like to do is I want to update our security at the house.
Scotty told us. Near the end of the show, he goes, do we have anything for the 24/7? Because I have something I need to tell you, which is usually something he doesn't want to admit on the air because he's afraid he's either going to A, get shit for it, you know, from people, listeners, or Amy's going to find out about something if he does it on the air.
So I said, I'd like to, make an appointment, go down, chat with some people about this. I'm going to have, questions and stuff like that. Okay, yeah, no problem. So we go down and ask some questions. Hold on one second. We'll get, Greg to come over here and answer some of your questions. And Greg comes over and he's answering some of the questions. And I'm like, so this and that. And all of a sudden he goes, whew, it's hot in here. Oh, okay. So my question for you is, does it do this? And I'm serious, you guys. It is fucking hot in this building. I mean, did you guys shut the AC off or something?
Who said that?
Amy.
Wow.
And I
the
went,
F-bomb in the store?
I went, like...
Who is this woman?
Do you...
He was getting to her.
Do you need a moment? I...
Snack?
I'm totally, not remembering now what I'm supposed to be asking this right whole bunch of questions.
Because she doesn't swear like that.
She doesn't, no. And then, I'm talking to Greg, and Greg's like all of a sudden, well, ma'am, and she's like, no, it's just, I'll tell you what. You guys, are you not feeling it? I'm like, can we stay on track here? Okay,
too young for the change.
We have some.
You don't
questions.
Know who knows.
Well, she's younger than me.
No, I know, but sometimes weird stuff happens with women.
I'm like,
I know I am.
Can we? Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah, no. So, does the security? Do you guys always? Wow, it is friggin' hot in here. I can't believe any of you are feeling. And I'm like.
It sounds like she's having a hot flash.
It does.
So I'm like, okay, guys, well, listen, me and my wife will chat about this. And
did you want to get her out of there? Because she obviously was...
Instead of, this is the time that I have set aside. We made an appointment. And I'm like, what is...
You're so OCD.
What's up with you? So the two guys are like, yeah, listen, we're going to be over here if you need anything. And they walk over there and I look over at Amy and she's like, I have never felt anything like that. And I go, I know.
That's
and
a hot flash.
Everybody yeah, everybody in this flash. Whole aisle knows.
Yeah.
I'm like, never in my life have I seen this from you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that you get rid of all the girls before they get to the age where they change. What? Oh, this is what women do. They get hot flashes and sometimes they go through changes. But you probably, you know, you were going for the younger ones there. That they weren't going through any changes. The hell did this come back to me?
Well, you just bursted out swearing at the guy and somehow this is my fault.
I was like, hun, what do I do? I don't know. I've never been through this. And obviously, you've never been through this. I don't know. But it's hot in here. And I'm like, okay, so do you want the keys to the car? Yeah, send me outside where it's hot. I'm like, then why don't you go in the fan section? We have the time set aside. I'd like to get this taken care of so
wait
I can
minute,
get
wait
this installed.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You're on vacation. What's with the fucking time set aside? Well, no, what, do you want a time limit?
I only had a certain amount of time that this guy was there to be able to talk to me because I had many questions.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was running a very old security thing, and now this one was a lot newer. I had questions, you know, can I buy three, four, five, six, seven, eight of these, put them up? Were they all, yes, yes, yes. So I had questions.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's going to be run off a battery. How long is that? So I had questions before I go dropping, you know, that kind of money. And the guy to talk to. Was his last day was there before he went to another store for a couple weeks. So I wanted to talk to the guy that knew this item. And so, but the whole time I'm like, holy crap, hon. She's never ever been like, holy fuck, you guys. And like she's standing in front of these guys and she's got the...
What does your face do? What do they do?
They just kind of looked at her like, well, you know, it's hard. Do you need a bottle of water or anything? And by the end, I'm like, can you get her some ice cubes?
Was it real?
Crushed ice get her something?
So yeah, how do you know it was really...
No.
You weren't hot.
No,
so yeah, she was...
It was a hot flash.
When they... Yeah.
And you notice how they were like... trying to help because they understood. Hey, can we get you a bottle of water? What will help you?
I'm on a schedule.
Well, no,
and that's all he gave a shit about.
I've never gone through any of this.
Yeah,
but she just looks like she.
Because your kids they were in the 20s. Your girlfriends were in the 20s.
So I just was like, it was very un-Amy. You know, like if Amy's got a question, she'd ask. But
yeah.
She just like look at these guys and she's like.
If Valerie swore like that, I'd be aghast.
And she was like guys,
wow, shocked.
Know, it is hot. And then after she's like, I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's like, I don't know. You know, this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, here's the keys to the car. Do you want me to go out and start the car and give you the, I don't know what to do here. And then that's when she was like, well, it's because you.
Get her oxygen.
So
Laura, explain to, have you had one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I have.
It feels like you're on fire.
You two are the same age.
Okay. So she may, premenopausal. Yeah. Yep. It happens. Watch out, hormones are going to go crazy. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and Jeff was like, did you just pee the bed? Because you'll have them in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, and you're drenched. It's like a cold sweat. It's the worst feeling ever that you wake up and you're in water. So get a pee-pee pad for your mattress because you don't want that moisture to get in your mattress. Nick, it's a whole...
You can see his
it's
face.
It's a fitted...
You can see his eyes. They were like owl eyes. Pee-pee pad. But you see a dog. He was like, what?
I'm telling you, when they start happening at night, you might think...
My ponytail, I just put my hair... It feels like it is like being pulled right now by like Hulk Hogan.
Okay. I'm telling you because if you wake up next to her and all of a sudden you're like, why are we soaked?
You will feel the heat coming off of her.
And the wetness. So, and you don't want your mattress to get that moisture. So put down one of those.
Okay.
Yep. It's...
So...
It feels like you're on fire.
Yeah.
You can't control... It's like you're burning up to a point where...
So you have...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have had them because apparently... What? Yeah, I know. I was given niacin for something. I can't remember what it was, but the doctor prescribed niacin. I took two pills and I had what I did not know was a hot flash because that's a side effect, but nobody tells you that. Scotty, all I can say is you want to get out of your skin and
I wanted to get out of the store.
No, I mean, you
feel like you're on fire.
Your whole body's like in a fever. And it's the most uncomfortable thing. You want to get every stitch of clothes you have off because you can't, and it lasts for like 10 to 15 minutes. And then it subsides. And I called my doctor. I'm like, I'm done with this shit. I had two of them, and I'm like, I never want to experience that again. It was weird. You know?
It was just, I knew something That's was going hilarious. On because it was very, very un-Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy's not like that. Amy's not like a, I don't mean like, she had questions for the guy too, but it was just funny. Like, you've got somebody's attention, and yep. you know that you've only got a certain amount of time, so I'm trying to get the questions in and everything. And then Amy's like, whoa, is it hot in here?
Okay,
and,
so what
and
goes
it was like, oh, okay, it started with that. And then she's like, really? None of you guys are feeling this?
And then
it was like, what fucking hot in here?
You know,
I was like, oh.
That's so, yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
At point Poor one girl. Said, women get to a certain age where, I need to find that drop. You say
they
something.
They get mouthy?
Yep. So it's all going to come in. Now that you have an older woman.
You get what you deserve,
woman,
is what Laura said.
Yeah. She's getting to the age where not only is she going to have hot flashes, but she's going to get to that certain age where she gets a little mouthy.
Well, that's.
And Scotty,
you
they
need
can,
to be straightened out.
They yep. can they can happen at any time, any place.
Mine. Often come when I'm sleeping, and it's the worst.
They're also a side effect of some cancer treatments, so it doesn't matter whether you're a guy or girl.
Because when you said that, I've never, ever, ever heard that in a man.
Niacin. I don't know why the guy prescribed it. I don't know, but it was awful. I had two of them, and I'm like, I'm done. I don't know what this medicine is. I'm never taking it again.
So I was like...
That's okay. So funny that you didn't know, like, she was having some sort of personality break.
Yeah, because it was very, like I said, very un...
Because he's never been with a woman that age.
But, like, how does he be so, his age, and so unaware of things other people experience?
It would be surprising because it's never happened to him before. It's just out of the ordinary.
But you've heard of hot flashes?
I absolutely have heard of hot flashes, but I didn't know if something came in the mail first. Like, hey, like, I get the stuff for the old people stuff. The newsletter all the time.
Your mom never talked about it. Your sister never talked about it.
Yes. Okay. But I mean, you don't. I didn't. All of a sudden, I was like, "Well, yeah, okay, it makes sense."
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Well, anytime, like, if my wife swore in front of people anywhere that it's just not like her, I would be like, "What just happened? What?
Yeah.
What?
I was there.
You know?
Yeah. I had all the questions. You know, what kind of deals you have going on? This and that. And as soon as that happened. I was like, I have no idea what we're here to buy.
You're in old man shopping mode.
I think we need to buy a paint stirrer now because I have no idea.
Do you now have a game plan for when it happens?
Yeah,
again?
Next time we'll be ready. We'll have some waters in the car.
Yep,
the AC.
Next time because she didn't know what
they
it
have
was.
To pass. It's not
so
like
when it starts to happen, she's got to go find a place. Like I have a friend who is getting treated for cancer, and he gets 10 to 12 of them a day. And he's like, I've got to go to a room that I can, where I can sit in front of a fan and an air conditioner because I just can't take it.
Yeah.
Imagine that 10 to 12 times a day. It's crazy.
Oh.
I couldn't imagine that. I wouldn't be able to get any of my shopping done.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
I love that he's all, like, he's not really concerned that something's
going on. I am concerned. And
only now.
Now I know. Well, I didn't know before.
Did you say, what do you...
What the fuck?
Well, yeah. No. Did she bring up perimenopause?
No, she turned around, like, once everybody left, she goes, I think I just had a hot flash. And I'm like,
she's right,
What? I don't know what I need to do. What can I do for you?
Yeah.
Mouth to mouth.
Yeah. Do you need, at that point, she didn't want me on
your body just has to work this out. But yeah, perimenopause starts years leading up to menopause, so around our age.
Okay.
Yep.
Ladies,
if you're
listening to this, email Scotty and describe to him what it's like and how miserable. Or guys, if you get him for whatever reason, email Scotty and tell him, try to describe to you what Amy was experiencing.
And again,
I'd be interested to hear what you say.
Once I realized, okay,
sure,
but I had not.
Like she turning red?
She was possessed by the devil.
No, but she you could tell she was hot because they had given her pamphlets.
She's a fair-skinned woman. She didn't turn red.
We're not big outdoor people.
No, I know, but her skin didn't turn red?
No. No, she
sometimes you'll get so hot, you're as red as can be. It usually starts like your face, chest. It's
like you all of a sudden have a terrible sunburn out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, Jesus, don't touch me. Don't touch it because it's worse.
Oh, I wasn't touching anything.
Yeah. So they do have vitamins and stuff.
Okay.
For when you're at the age. I mean, she's young too, but I'm young and you can get menopause through all different ages. So
the vitamins are called Vegemite. Vegemite.
I think that's the sandwich, the guy from Menopause.
That's Vegemite.
That's Vegemite.
Vegemite is completely different.
Right. No.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. You learn something new every day. Scotty's little life lessons. You know, that's why he couldn't say it on the air because he had to throw the F-bomb out.
Yeah, that made the story because that was...
Oh, it totally made the story.
That was very uneasy because even the guys are like, all right, cool, we got normal people here.
Like, if she did that, I would laugh hysterically in spite of the fact I'd be like, she's having a hot flash, but I would laugh hysterically at the reaction and more so at your reaction.
Because I was like...
Almost as good as the reaction when Laura told you to get pee-pee pads.
Yeah.
Like, your eyes exploded.
Get that bed cover for underneath the sheet. Telling you.
Okay.
Yep.
He's not doing that.
No, I don't know. I don't want to.
That's up to Amy to get if she feels like she needs
it. I'm not getting it for her. I'm not going to surprise her with that.
You come home with that.
She doesn't even know. You just put it on underneath your...
How often can your husband pull stuff over on you and you didn't know?
You're going to bring it home and put it on the bed and she's not going to know it? She's going to go, what is this? What am I, a dog? That's what she's going to say.
She's going to go, yes.
It fits right underneath your sheet.
I understand. But if Jeff did that,
why is this here?
Well, he doesn't. Oh, yeah. He doesn't do the bedding for laundry, so
question for you:
Do you do the bedding?
I do the bedding. You think I do?
Okay.
Does he look like a bedding guy?
I guess you don't do the bedding.
He's the pillow guy.
Yeah, I'm the pillow guy. He's like a couple good throw pillows.
You know. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, so there it was.
Yeah, you survived, buddy. Yeah. And you're ready for the next one.
What the?
Maybe.
Is it? Scotty. I just will tell you that I have a unique experience in that, and it's not. Just get out of the way. Whatever she says, do it. Because if it was you, you would want somebody to douse you with cold water. It's unbelievable.
Now I know.
It's crazy how your body can just change like that.
Yep.
Crazy.
I thought everything was great between me, her, and Greg, and then all of a sudden, poor Greg's getting sworn at.
I'm not that Greg.
Different Greg.
Amy doesn't swear at me. She swears with me when we're together in bed, and she really wants to get dirty. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she likes that.
Weird. Just make sure that bed thing's on.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It's great. Anyway,
there you go. There's our first day back, everybody. Yep. We're warming up. Still battling.
Get it warming up.
Thank you very much. Ladies, give Scotty your perspective. Educate him. Tell him what to expect and what should he do the next time something like that happens. Email him at roadkill@morningbuzz.com. And then I want to hear what they say.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk about this again.
All right, everybody. Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for hanging with us with the Buzz 24/7, and we'll see you tomorrow.